Hello and welcome to the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive Podcast.
Yay!
Yay! My name is Niall.
Hello.
Joining me tonight is...
Bulge.
Hello.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah, John is curtain polling in Scouseland.
He is, actually, curtain polling elsewhere, isn't he?
He is.
He's doing exhaust things, allegedly.
I reckon that's code for...
He's smoking some sort of pipe.
He's doing butt stuff, isn't
he?
Yeah,
he's
doing things in the exhaust.
He's doing things in the exhaust pipe.
Yeah.
Lickening. What's new with you, then? You must have some scud updates.
So, I have...
Scud updates.
Put a drive shaft in them, because them was clicking. And
which side?
Breading. Passenger side.
Oh,
short
wasn't.
One.
Near side.
Yeah, I need to do a long one morning as well.
Hello.
Because, I still have some strange plunking issue going on.
Were they particularly expensive? Because sometimes drive shafts can be stupidly expensive for what appears to be no apparent reason.
Right, so...
Is it McGann?
Oh, yeah.
Drive shafts?
Mark II Focus ST were disgusting money as well.
That's what I was thinking of.
And McGann were disgusting as well.
Why?
I don't know.
Why the Focus ST?
I remember James, old Teeth, back in the day, spending 1,200 quid on a drive shaft for his 265 McGann.
Fuck.
It's a Renault one, admittedly, but fucking hell.
Well, still.
They've only done like 50,000 miles as well. It's like, what?
I mean, like if it was an M3 or an RS6.
Yeah.
I mean, they're nice McGanns, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but... So, I found there was no middle ground.
Okay.
It was either £600 a shaft for genuine VW...
Oh, yeah.
Or circa £100 up to £180 for motor factors replacement sort of job.
Well, that then, surely.
So that's what I did.
I was going to say, you can buy four of them.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
With that.
And I don't drive it. I don't, like, launch it or anything like that.
Oh, no, you're not that cool, are you?
No.
You'll go fast, but you won't...
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Sounded quite loud earlier when he was behind me.
It's quite bassy.
Yeah. I sort of thought, oh, there's a... Oh, it's Bulge.
Yeah, no, it's
did
quite
did you see me
fran
out the window?
I did. And a little bit of me died there and then. Because you're a big white unit in a black fucking Vauxhall van, aren't you?
I am, you racist. I am a big white unit. Not that that should matter.
You a bear or a growler or what are you?
You like a growler. You don't like bears.
It's a gay man thing.
Anything else?
I may have partook in some blatant consumerism this afternoon while sat on my break in Lee Delamere Services.
Guess the lay-by.
Lee Delamere.
Otherwise Lee Delamere.
I don't fucking know.
Hmm.
It's Wiltshire, isn't it?
Listeners, what
they're
do you
weird.
Reckon? What do you reckon? What do you reckon?
They're weird in Wiltshire.
What, even worse than Somerset, genuinely?
Worse than Devon and Somerset combined.
But, I mean, come on.
That is saying
something.
Let's
not get silly, Bulge.
I mean, Devon's got Plymouth, Barnstable and...
Don't get me started, because it's only an hour and a half fucking episode that we do. And if I have
and
to list...
put the cream on the wrong way and all sorts.
If I have to list the towns in fucking Somerset that are shitholes...
Well, you don't even need to list them in Devon. You just look at a map of Devon and go, see all them towns?
Them.
Those two cities? All of them. They're all shitholes.
Actually, no. It's quite easy to list all the shit towns in Somerset because you just say, Somerset.
All of them. Like Devon.
Go on, name me one nice place in Somerset then. Genuinely. You can't, can you? You should go...
Bruton.
Where?
Bruton.
Where the fuck is that?
South Petherton's nice. What do you mean, where's Bruton?
Where's Bruton?
It's the other side of Glastonbury by.
Yeah, but... Well, there you go. You have to go through Glastonbury to get there.
That's, exactly. That's a bad point. Yeah, I'll give you that. Glastonbury is full of fucking weirdos. Nah. But then have you been to Totnes recently?
No.
It's the Glastonbury of Devon. It's like the hippies are all drawn to fucking Glastonbury and Totnes. As long as there's some major earthworks with some old shit on top of it, the hippies will go there.
Oh, God. What's in Totnes?
There's a fucking old castle in them.
Oh, is there?
On top of a fucking hill.
Hell.
And all the hippies in Devon.
Anyway, enough of our Devon versus Somerset rivalry.
Somerset's just better.
Honestly, I mean...
Honestly,
I'm not saying this because we have nothing else to speak about, because we don't. But how can you say those words and mean them?
Like I just did.
No. All right, name me one other nice place other than that shit you got to go through Glastonbury to get to.
South Petherton.
That doesn't count.
Martock's nice.
Not really.
It is.
No, they've got...
Montacute.
There's something in the air in all of these places. Because I spent a lot of time working them. There is something in the air. And you know what I'm talking about because your face. There is something in the air.
Yeah, right. We're sat in Columpton currently, right?
Yeah, there's something in the air. Shit.
Excrement. Everywhere. Excrement, crackheads.
It gives the place character.
Incest. Yeah. All the fucking incest.
All the things I like.
All, yeah.
That's why I'm here.
His favourite thing's incest. He gets his brother tucking in so he pretends he's a girl.
Twice now.
I know, but this is public, so...
Did you say it on the Patreon?
Huh?
Did you say it on the Patreon? Was it in private to me when you said it the first time?
Both.
Oh, okay, cool. Sidmouth.
Really?
Sidmouth's nice.
Boarded up fucking Shop Central.
When's the last time you went to Sidmouth?
Last year.
Exactly. Lots changed in those.
Fuck off.
Lyme Regis?
That's in Dorset.
No, it's not. We've claimed it as our
own. No, it's in Dorset. It's well, not. In that case, you can have Salt Ash as well, then, you wanker.
Oh, I don't want to play this game anymore. Right, let's move on. So, what? Sorry. Your consumerism.
So my,
what have you been roped into buying?
Yeah, so I've been sitting there thinking for a while, oh, I'd like some anti-roll bars for Skoda. Like some Wattland ones.
Mm-hmm.
24 mil jobbers. It's like, it's fucking 450 quid. I just, nah, whatever.
Yeah, you want them, but not that much.
I want them, but...
Not £450 much.
Nah. Black Friday, isn't it?
How's that not racist?
Not everything black is racist.
No, they're not.
All white. Oh, yeah, I forgot that's not how that works.
How it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Only goes one way, yeah.
anyway, we get cancelled.
What was I saying? Yeah, so Black Friday.
Nigel Friday.
Eh?
Nothing. Carry on.
I partook in some Black Friday, and they had 30% off site-wide on White Line.
Sat-wide and White Line.
Yep. 30% off.
That's not bad.
Then I found a code for £20 off.
Really?
I was like...
A what?
£20 off.
No, a what?
Code.
Oh, okay, you two. Right, go on.
Ooh. Christ. Some fucking Indian there. That's the Indian chicken nuggets.
Which are nice.
Pakora.
Pakora. Whatever they're called.
Pakora.
Pakora, yeah. So, 30% off and an additional 20 spons off.
Yep, £286.
Fuck.
For front and rear.
It's almost buy one, get one free, isn't it?
Almost.
Really?
Mm. So it's like, yeah, fuck it.
That's cool.
So that'll give me some impetus to do the back end as well now.
Some impetus? What's that mean?
Like the motivation to get on with it.
Okay.
Like do all the lower arms and that, bushes.
Because you've pretty much done a front end.
Front end's pretty much done, yeah.
Okay.
Apart from the roll bar and the associated and like bushes.
One drive shaft.
And one drive shaft that I've still got to fit.
The long one. Ah. Have you got it? You just haven't fitted it?
Yeah, it's in the shed.
Oh, okay.
I bought a pair.
Oh, cool.
I was like, I don't actually know which one's fucked. So.
Oh, right.
And then I got under it's it. Best got to all buy the shorter. I went, good and good and good. Yeah, that one's fucked.
It's best to do them in a pair, though, isn't it? Or does it not really matter?
Doesn't really matter.
Hmm. Okay.
Doesn't really matter. Tends to be on like more powerful front wheel drive stuff, it tends to do the inners. The outers are all right, as long as they've got fucking grease in them, they're all
right. Right. I don't know, I don't mess with that front wheel drive stuff, do I?
No, it's true. Apart from that gem of a van.
Oh, yeah. Lightweight.
An Ablett special.
I had a VXR once, didn't I? That was front wheel drive. Two Type R's.
That thing was funny. The VXR was funny. It was really fast.
Mm.
And then you show it a corner and go, oh, God.
Yeah. I don't have the chassis for this.
Yeah.
Fast, it was fast. It was so quick. Fast. It made me it think a 330i was broken.
Yes. Yeah.
They're not slow cars. They're still 260 horsepower.
Yeah.
I got in and thought, well, is this in limp mode?
Feel that, no.
Is this in limp mode? What's going on here?
Yeah,
is
where's the rest blockage? Of it?
Yeah.
So I got some roll bars on the way. I'll sit on them for a little while. And.
So you got the other subsequent parts?
Well, I've got the rest of it.
It's cold.
I've got the rest of it, but it's raining, it's cold, and I don't know, I need to... Ideally, I want to do the subframe on a ramp, like a two-poster ramp, because it'll be a lot easier.
Speak to John.
Ain't got
John, what do you reckon? Have we said that John's not here?
Yes.
We have, okay.
Yeah.
He's only got a 4-poster, did you say?
Yeah. 2-poster would be easier. So I don't know, we'll see.
Because the wheels are hanging.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can actually get access to it.
But you can get that jack. Has he got that jack thing?
You can, but then you've got to try and get in between the ramp.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, it's just a pain. It's easier, yeah.
Right. Tweet to CJ's. C and J, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
They looked after
Maybe
me.
Maybe have a word with E, see what he reckons.
Yeah, he's good as gold.
Because it's going to sound really cheap and shit, but I bought another subframe because the one in the car is a little bit crusty.
Yeah.
I bought complete subframe. Came with all trailing arms, all the arms, everything. The only arms that were fucked were the lowers.
Yeah.
Because they're always fucked.
Mm-hmm.
The bolt sees into the bushes and you've got to beat the hell out of them and cook them to get them out.
Right.
So I did that. But I've got new lower arms
mm-hmm.
and new bolts for the lower arms, but the rest of it all came apart, so all the bolts are usable.
Okay, yeah.
And actually the bushes in the other arms are usable.
Mm-hmm.
And it had the car that it came off of, it had trailing arms not that long before, so...
That's good. And what's your plan? Build it all up on the floor and then...
I'll probably bolt the subframe in the car and start hanging bits off of it, because
okay.
I think it'd be easier that way.
Right. I suppose bolting stuff to it, it's not particularly difficult.
Yeah, but bolting it all together on the floor, it's not sprung or anything, and then trying to lift it out, no.
Or they'll try to bash you in the face or trying to lift it. Ah, okay,
cool. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good then.
So, yeah.
Interesting cold, wet winter ahead for you.
Yeah.
It'll be worth it when the sun be shining.
Yes.
And the fuel thing...
Hasn't done it since.
Because you put a
high pressure fuel pump. Yeah,
put is that, you know, because I was thinking about this the other day, actually, for some reason. I have no idea why. You know that thing you replaced as part of the fuel pump, which is like a serviceable part?
Oh, the sensor, yeah.
No, not the... Something that if you don't...
Oh, the follower.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is that part of the same thing?
Yes.
That's not why your pump failed then? Nothing to do with that?
No. It's literally... There's two sensors in the high-pressure fuel pump.
Yep.
There's one that deals with low fuel pressure or low-pressure fuel. And the other one's in the top that basically... takes a read off of what the plunger is doing inside the pump.
Yeah.
So it's basically a plunger that runs on a cam.
Yeah.
So it does this, in, out, in, out, in, out, shake it all about, hokey-cokey, turn around, etc., etc.
Apparently that is what it's all about, is that right?
Apparently, yes. So I'm led to believe that is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. So my sources tell me, anyway.
Yes.
Sauce.
What, ketchup?
Yeah.
Barbecue?
Are you a brown or ketchup kind of guy?
Depends what it is.
Breakfast.
Breakfast?
Breakfast!
That would be brown sauce.
Yeah. But ketchup for everything else?
Not necessarily.
What else do you have brown on then?
Farmers.
Farmers' mums. Everyone in their mums is brown. Anyway, that question's a bit Patreon-y, wasn't it? Carry on.
A little bit. What was I saying? So the sensor that sits in the top of the pump... they fail from time to time.
Right.
They'll give you a bad reading or whatever. And basically, you can buy a sensor. It screws into the top of the pump.
Yep.
You buy a sensor off of AliExpress for £12.
Right.
Or you can go to Volkswagen and they will sell you one. But it comes with a free high-pressure fuel pump attached.
Oh, that's good.
For £400.
Oh, that's not good of them.
Yeah. So it's had one of them.
A bag.
Yeah.
Right.
But... just not playing up, so.
And hope, well, there'll be warranty, and at least you haven't got to worry about it for a while. Because that's always a bit of a stickler, isn't it? And the side is a bit of a, that's not the high-pressure fuel pump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Is it just, because I remember when I had my old A4. Remember my old A4?
Diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That high-pressure fuel pump. Fuel pump. that failed. Very common on those things.
Yep. So common that all the supply got sucked up by people replacing them and there were none available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get them second hand because the reason the car was breaking was because of high pressure fuel pump. I honestly for a second thought that was your ass then.
Yeah, so did I.
I appear to be passing wind.
I appear to be shit. Oh.
You shit yourself?
No.
Close?
No. So when I was ill than I currently am.
Your voice has sorted itself out.
It does seem to have sorted itself
out. You turned up at my house like, hey, man.
Hey, I'm channeling my anal bear right.
Me and you going to make a podcast together. Yeah. And I came upstairs and went, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Go on, please tell me you shit yourself.
No.
Oh.
What I did do is I would cough.
Shit yourself?
No. Quite. So I'd have a fart in the chamber, but it wasn't ready to pass yet. So it's like in the chamber, it's not quite ready to go, but it's getting there.
Yeah.
And I'd have a coughing fit. And obviously you clench when you cough. But coughing would also force the gas out of my anus. And I haven't experienced anything quite as painful as that for a while.
Forcing a fart out of a clenched butthole.
Yes. By coughing or sneezing or whatever. Oh, man.
Is it bad?
It hurts.
What, like a ripping sensation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Because you'll cough and you'll be all out of sorts. You'll cough and, oh, God. Ow. Oh, I've done it again. Anyway.
Isn't being ill fun?
That's great. I'm glad I'm not ill very often.
No, you're not actually. You're not very sickly, are you? I'm the same, aren't I? I'd get a bit ropey.
Yeah.
But
I haven't had that there Colombian flu, have you, for a while?
No, not for 11 months, apparently.
Yeah. Give or take.
Yeah.
So yeah, Skoda's getting there. Chassis-wise, it'll be pretty much done once I've done the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
Put the roll bar in it. Or roll bars.
Put it on a Q plate.
Yeah, probably might qualify for one. Might as well.
Famous. Honestly, you could have put your last five cars on a Q plate, couldn't you? It's a disease, I think, that you've got.
Yeah, I've definitely got a problem.
I'm almost jealous because I get a car, the novelty wears off, and I get a car, and I don't want to do anything with it.
Yeah.
The compact's the only thing I've actually done stuff to.
Mm.
I think. Oh, the VXR had some love, didn't it?
Well, it didn't give you an awful lot of choice.
Yeah, it wasn't love. I kind of wanted to keep on using it. I had to do these things.
Vauxhall tax on everything.
Yeah. It's not that it's expensive. It's the fact you just have to keep buying the bits.
Yes.
Bolting them on. And, yeah. Oh, it's failed again. Replace those again, then. The only tax you pay is the VAT 10 times over.
Yeah.
You just keep fucking buying the same fucking
unless
bits
you buy a coil game. Pack, put the old one back in the box and return it.
We wouldn't recommend that, and neither of us would do that. John, who's not here to defend himself...
He's definitely done it.
He would definitely... We had a VXR, of course.
I think he probably has. Anyway.
I'm sure you have as well.
Don't
you dare sit there and try and tell
me... I've done that, but not with a coil pack. I can't remember what it was. I did it with something. Alternator, starter motor, something like that. Fucking... Fuck's this? This come in the box.
What, a surcharge part?
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
You gave me the surcharge bit, not the fucking actual bit, you clown. That's a good way of doing it.
Mm.
Yeah. If you want any more fraud advice.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. There's no real car updates for me. There's not really much car things going on, really, for me.
No.
I have a work van and a track car that's too cold to use, that is not taxed or insured at the minute.
Mm.
When's that?
Allegedly. It's parked off the road, obviously.
It's parked off the road, yeah.
Definitely locked as well these days.
Yeah. Who'd leave a car like that unlocked in a public car park 10 miles per hour
for 6 months? Yeah.
And be too scared to go check if it's there in case it's not there.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to adult that, isn't it?
I said to Benny, you should definitely go nick it and just let him find out.
I don't know what I would have done, really. I honestly just think I would have gone, well...
That's gone, then.
Yeah, I would have got myself to blame. That was a shame. I like that car.
And Benny goes, got your car.
Because I'd go, police, yeah. Someone take my car. Where was it? In a public car park for 6 months, unlocked and unchecked.
Well, you reap what you sow, sir.
What do you mean it's my fault? Boop, boop, boop. You know what I mean?
What do you mean, you're goof troop? PC shingut.
Local knowledge. Anyway, what else? So when you've done the chassis, what's next? Because you've done a bit of engine fettling as well, haven't you?
Well, I've had the exhaust and the cap.
What?
Captain.
What did you say then?
It's had the exhaust.
And what? Captain Crunch.
And the Captain Crunch cereal.
What's the Captain Crunch?
I'd like an intercooler at some point.
Yeah.
Like an upgraded one. But I'm not losing my air conditioning. So there is a solution for that. It's £700.
Fast.
And where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
Because... I'm going to keep it for a while, obviously. But I'm very, very aware the car's worth less than the suspension that's now on it.
You'd be already behind. You might as well keep going.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's man maths, isn't it? Really, genuinely.
And the other thing is, as Beth pointed out the other day, I if I go and buy something else...
You're going to do the same things to it.
I'm going to do the same shit to it.
Yeah, you will.
You know, unless you're going to spend lots of money, and then there's even the risk that you're going to spend lots of money and go, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Needs loads of money fired at it.
Yeah. Ah. It's very true. I mean, I don't think you're wasting your money with that.
No, I don't think so.
The fundamentals.
I think given the cost of newer cars now as well, and cars in general,
mm-hmm.
it's not a bad way of getting what you actually want.
No, not at all.
Buy something on the cheaper end of the scale that needs a bit of work and do it and just enjoy it. What, don't worry so much about the profit and loss.
To you, that is what car ownership is, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is what you enjoy about it. I enjoy not doing those things at all.
Mm.
So, I just have zero interest. As we know, I've discussed this numerous times. like, I'm thinking way, way, way ahead. Not even thinking ahead. I'm just kind of just like, you know, the game you play. Oh, if I had this, what's meant to be?
Yeah.
I like that. I think I mentioned it last time. Me and you were alone together.
Nut.
and then 140i.
Yeah.
Because they're not cheap, don't get me wrong. They're still £12,000.
A lot of car for 12 grand.
Lot of car for £12,000. And a lot of fast car for £12,000. They're getting it on like a 2017 plate.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I kind of, in my head,
played. And it's still a bit old school, you know. It's not, 6-cylinder, rear-wheel drive, you know. It's well, not.
That engine is, you know, a development of a development of a development. So it's got roots that go back. It's not a hybrid.
No.
Or anything sort of stupid like that. Or four-banger.
The later one series is basically a Golf R AMG A45. Yeah. Clone.
Yeah, basically. But they're about 12 grand, 13 grand.
Mm.
But also for 12 to 13 grand, you can pick up an E92 M3.
Yeah.
Now.
That's more car, but it's also more fucking repair bills.
It is. Now, if I had 12 grand on the hip, and I was going to buy something that was going to be club sporty, fast road, can take it to a show, but can also do a track day in it.
Toy, basically.
Would I buy an M140i? Sound like you know. Or would I buy an M3?
Mm.
Me and Benny were discussing it, and he was like, you cannot be my friend if you're not going to pick the M3, because it's clearly the fucking M3.
They're...
In my head, it's the M140i, and then I see a clip or a picture of a nice, sorted M3 that's driving off.
That is 65, off, though.
And I think... Mm. Ah, I don't even care
that it's slower on paper.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Because that's the thing, M140.
Because that's the thing is, you can sit there and go, yeah, but I want power. It's like, do you though?
Mm.
Do you want the power or do you want the experience?
Yes.
Because, yeah, a B58 equipped BMW, I'll put you back in your seat, it'll do all the whiz bang noises and it's very tunable and yada, yada, yada. But
they're all basically 500 quid. 500 quid?
500 horsepower bargain. Now, yeah.
500 horsepower. They are, yeah. It's a map. Well, they say pipes and an email, they say, didn't they?
Yeah. So, there's that. But that, to me, doesn't compare to an 8,000 RPM plus individual throttle-bodied V8. Arguably one of the last truly special BMW M Division engines.
Yeah.
You know, that and the S85 were the last... Of the old school,
of the old
BMW
school.
M engines, weren't they? They all went turbo after that, and a bit.
But it's
not that, not as special.
But what appeals to me with an M140i over an M3 is the fact that it's 10 years newer.
Yeah,
which means you can jump in it and do a track day.
Yeah.
You might want to do some bits, but you can jump in it and rest assured that it's probably
going to
be all right.
And the foibles of an E90 92 M3 are well documented. And then not cheap, some of them.
No.
You know, there's...
There's that B58 engine.
Pretty bomb-proof.
Pretty reliable.
Pretty bomb-proof.
And because it's an M3, I mean, admittedly, the M140i, an element of M-tax, but it's not full M-fat M-tax, is it? Yeah. Skimmed. Semi-skimmed
M-tax, yeah. I mean...
Here's a thing, right? This is total subject change.
Go on.
There's a guy on TikTok called the Grumpy Technician, okay? Basically you, but he's a technician, not a lorry driver.
Right.
Okay? He's not a lay-by enthusiast.
Right.
He's not a last three letters of registration plate enthusiast, right?
Not a...
Go on.
6 miles a gallon enthusiast.
No. I love the fact that you're like, you've clearly been on the motorway all day then. I'm like, how do you know these things?
Because the work he does...
The inverted commas work he does.
The work his vehicle does, he'd be doing 6-7 miles a gallon at the weight he runs. But anyway, Niall.
I don't run.
Doesn't
famously.
Run, no. Doesn't run.
The way I out of breath walk.
Yeah. The way I wheeze up the hill.
Anyway, someone commented on a video talking about unreliable engines, and he reeled off all these things. And someone commented saying, I can't believe you've not mentioned the Rover K-Series. And he said, well, the problem with the K-Series had a terrible reputation forever, isn't it? Since it was introduced, right? He said, well, the thing is with the K-Series, it only
fixed the head gasket issue, and you fixed the thermostat location issue.
It had one problem.
Yeah.
Big one, but one problem.
But you think about the K-Series.
He said, but the cars these days, because of all the fucking gubbins they've got to have to meet the requirements.
Look at mine. Mine is nearly 20 years old. And I've spent not a small amount of money on maintenance.
Yeah.
Like engine maintenance. And like the high-pressure fuel pump was 400 quid. The timing chain was 700 quid all but.
Berg.
The fucking timing belt was 450 quid.
Berg.
The fucking...
How much timing does a damn thing need?
All of it. All of it.
Damn Czechoslovakians.
Next oil change, it's got to have the sump off to change the pickup pipe because I doubt it's ever been done and it's probably full of carbon.
Nah, be alright.
Nah,
be alright.
And have the oil pump inspected because...
Why? You'll know when the light comes on.
No, no, the oil pumps in those do not like 7,000 RPM and it had that a few times on the fucking rollers.
Yeah, the rollers, yeah.
Anyway.
Funny name for the road, dump. Funny name for Dartmoor.
Yeah. What was we saying?
K-Series.
K-Series.
Your car.
So...
I looked down.
The K-Series, actually, just a product of the 90s. It was fairly efficient for its time. It was fairly powerful for its time. It was fairly tunable for its time.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Badly.
Was it?
Yeah. And they had the original 2 litre. They had 190 horsepower out of it They called it a very high performance derivative and it went in like Lotus Exige.
Oh, that one, yeah.
But 190 horsepower out of that, and that's okay. It's not a lot now. You sit there and go, my mum's fucking shopping cart's got more than that. And it probably has. But for the early 90s, 190 horsepower natural aspirated four banger was quite a lot of power.
We think Vauxhall were getting that out of a turbocharged 2 litre.
Yeah.
Albeit.
So the K-Series, outside of the poor build quality that blighted it, that was the problem with it, and some questionable design on ancillaries,
thermostat. The issue? Yeah, what's the issue with the thermostat? I don't know anything about this.
Something to do with the location of it.
Same with the location.
And it didn't allow adequate water flow through the cylinder head, which would then also pop the head gasket.
Right.
On top of the factory... What I gather, when they were putting the cylinder heads onto the blocks, they used steel dowels originally to locate the head on the block, which was fine, except for the people working the lines weren't very careful with them, and they were damaging the cylinder heads, which are aluminium, on the steel dowels.
Right.
So changing the plastic. No more cylinder head on the line damage, but when they got hot, cold,
The plastic would
break.
Brittle.
And the head wouldn't locate properly because it was wet lining as well.
Oh, okay.
But, you put a proper multi-layer gasket in it and some steel dowels and actually be careful with putting it
back
together. Do the thermostat.
You had a decent engine.
Pretty much, yeah.
But like I said, nowadays, it's a fucking joke, man.
I mean, you think the 1.4 16 valve version made 105 horsepower. It's fairly good power for a 1.4.
Yeah.
Like back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember a 1.4 MGZR? They were reasonably quick for what they were.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't no 160 VVT by, but...
Variable valve.
Yeah.
What noise?
Mop.
Well done.
But no, fundamentally, it wasn't a bad engine for what it was.
We both like a Rover as well, don't we?
The problem I have is I shouldn't like it, but I really like 1970s British Leyland Tat.
Why?
I don't know. Like a Rover SD1.
I like a Rover SD1. Would you buy one? That's the question.
Oh.
Let's just say...
Parting with my own actual money, for one.
Mm.
I don't know.
Because it's not quite, I'm going to keep this in the garage and take it to refuel on a Sunday kind of car, is it?
No.
So then it becomes a bit, well, what have I got one of these for?
But I just like it, and I don't know why.
Do you know what I keep finding myself looking at?
Triumph Dolomite Sprint, I like those as well.
Yeah, I like that. But, I mean, not for
dog
you,
shit, but
a bit,
yeah.
Bit before my time, that's the problem.
Before my fucking time?
It is. It is. I really like a Rover 800 series.
Oh, yeah. A 90s wedge.
Yeah, I think
Vitesse
cool.
With
yeah,
the 2 litre turbo
yeah,
in it.
Got to
yeah.
Be a Vitesse. I think they're so cool. Did they do an 827
they
on
did,
the early
the
shape?
Honda engine.
Yeah. Is that a 2.7?
Yeah.
Clues in the name. Clues in the name. V6, wasn't it?
Yeah. Single overhead cam.
What? Get on.
Mm.
Yeah, I've always liked them. Well, I've said it before in the past. My old man dealt a lot in Rovers. Mm. He's got to exit a car auctions. Because they were famous for having failed head gaskets.
Yep.
So no one wanted to touch them at auction.
No. You get them cheap.
And I think you only ever had one. I think you bought about 10. I'll have to ask him. How many do you reckon you bought that? I'll ask him now.
Mr. Ablett.
Oi, Gary. You've garried your back.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
How many... Oh.
How many Rovers has Mr. Ablett owned before he was Mr. Ablett?
How many Rovers do you... It's a Rover.
The engine won't turn over.
How many Rovers do you reckon? I never know how to spell reckon.
R-E-C-K-O-N.
Oh, I know that was the same. All right, maths boy. Did you hear that rain?
But, yeah, nice.
How many Rovers do you reckon you bought at auction back in the day, Pops? Out of all of them, only one of them had a failed head gasket.
Yeah, that's good going, really.
Which he done himself, bearing in mind...
Better than the Minkies did it on the production line,
yeah,
I expect.
Yeah, well, it worked for quite a long time. Because he kept selling them really low.
Did he put Rab Weld in it, Lewis?
He's not that dumb.
Fuck, put Rab Weld in that.
But yeah, he kept selling them locally. Oh, I thought he'd replied already, then.
So that's keen.
No.
So, talking of... older
shit.
Stuff. You like a hypercar, don't you? Like,
yeah.
Theoretically, you like a hypercar,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You remember the Holy Trinity from the early 2010s? You know, the P1 LaFerrari,
yes.
918.
2010s?
Well, I think it was early 2010s, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
I suppose it would have been, actually.
It must have
yeah.
been, yeah, it must have been, because it's when the Grand Tour started.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But that's why I didn't think it was that long ago, because I yeah. think it was only on the Grand Tour. But the Grand Tour's actually been going a surprisingly amount of time.
Longer than you think,
yeah.
Yeah,
that amount of time.
So Ferrari has just come along with their newest Halo product.
Is this what you got your laptop out for last time? It got in a mood and put it away?
Well, yeah, because you were mocking me, so go. I thought, yeah, what? Fuck him.
Why was I mocking you? What
and
was I saying?
And as it turns out, it was a fucking aborted episode anyway, so it didn't really
what
matter.
What was I saying anyway? What was I saying to mock you?
I think you were saying, you haven't got anything to fucking talk about. You ain't got anything to... I thought, sort of fuck you then, and put it back in your bag.
You ain't got nothing to bring to the table.
You
got nothing
broke my ankle. To the table, boy.
You ain't gonna bring nothing to the table, boy. Go on, then.
So, Ferrari have just come along with their latest Halo product, which is the F80.
It's a BMW M3, isn't it?
No, that's a Tesla these days, an M3. Sadly. Well, it seems to be anyway. All the Tesla fanboys have gone,
I've got my M3
long range. It's like, your BMW M3 long range. What the fuck are you on about, you spastic?
Well, funnily enough, I don't know why, but I'm on a Tesla page on Facebook.
Figures.
I know. Why is it figures?
Because it's a fucking laptop on wheels. It's like your wet dream.
You like computers and smart things.
Not in cars. I like driving cars.
Yeah, but I don't like breaking the law like you do.
Fuck off. The criminal, the rap sheet says otherwise, mate.
Anymore.
Yeah, the rap sheet says otherwise, my pedigree chum. Anyway, Ferrari have come along with a new car called the F80. Which has some fairly batshit figures associated with it.
Okay.
So it's the successor to the Ferrari.
Yeah.
It's the most powerful road car to date.
Really? What, from Ferrari?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, most powerful road car to date.
From Ferrari. How many powers?
1,184.
Fuck.
But it's a hybrid, so it's cheating a little bit, in my view.
Yeah, that's not our motor.
So it's basically the standard thing of... It's the current V6 turbo engine and some hybrid gubbins from the 499P, the Le Mans prototype.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's keenly priced at £3 million.
Fucking hell.
Yep. And limited to just 799 examples. Right. All sold.
Of course.
Mm-hmm, obviously. Yeah, all sorts of new technology involved in it. So, I didn't actually note down the top speed. 200 and something, I'd imagine.
You talk, I'll Google.
So, 3-litre twin-turbo V6. Engine can rev to 9,200 RPM.
That'll do.
Has an electric motor and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Front motors make 140 horsepower apiece. And there's a rear motor that's an energy recovery unit.
217.5 miles per hour.
There you go. Nile with the knowledge. So, as we said before, 1,184 horsepower to all four wheels.
How much of that is from the hybrid system? Do you know?
Well, there's 140 horsepower in the front motors each. So most of it is motor, in fairness. 0 to 62 in 2.15.
Fuck.
0 to 124.
What? That's a funny number. What's that in kilometres then?
I get...
must be something in kilometres.
I don't know. I don't know, actually. I can't do the maths because I can't
do
maths.
You can't do maths. I'm famous.
0 to 124 in 5.75 seconds.
Fuck me.
It wasn't that long ago. That
to 60 was fast.
That 6-7 seconds to 60 or 6-7 seconds to 100 was fast.
Wow.
And now we're talking 124 and 5 and 3/4, which is faster than its competition.
Was it 124?
Yes. In errors.
77.05 miles an hour.
What?
Apparently.
Miles into kilometres, not kilometres into miles, you gimp.
124 kilometres per hour.
Miles per hour. It goes 0 to 124 miles per hour in 5.75. You fucking Clarence.
200 kilometres per hour.
That makes sense.
Was it 124 dead?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's...
Yeah, but 62 is 100...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's 199.559 yeah, kilometres per hour. Oh.
So, of the older hypercar stuff,
yeah,
288 GTO, F40, F50, 959 Carrera GT, F1, P1,
yep.
What was your favourite? So, okay, I'll prefix it with, what's your favourite now? What was your favourite when you were a kid?
Mine, it's between two for me. And I think it's been the same two, always.
Okay.
It's the Ferrari F40.
I was about to say, it's going to be F40, isn't it?
And the F1.
Yeah.
Good engine.
Yeah.
Because growing up, same as you, same as our invisible friend John with a nice quarter jacket, and the majority of our listeners, the McLaren F1 was the fastest production car.
Yeah.
For
a long time,
ever, I think
it was from,
until the Veyron came along, wasn't it?
So I think it was 94. It set years? The record.
20 years,
and then the Veyron came along nearly 20 years later and broke the record finally.
But the thing is, it took 20 years as good as nearly 20 years for it to be beaten.
Yeah,
and then it got beaten like every 6 months, didn't it?
Yeah.
So the F1 will always have a special place on the mantelpiece,
definitely
for that reason,
definitely.
And it was...
And the money it cost back in the day as well. Because I remember, I mean, £500,000 now doesn't sound like much. Obviously, it's a fuckload of money, but...
It's £3 million for the
new Ferrari.
Dancing Ferrari.
Yeah. But £540,000 in 1992 is a mind-boggling amount of money for a car.
Yeah.
You know.
I asked the question to... What was your favourite as a kid and 100 years later as an adult?
Cunt
years later.
Cunt. I always liked the 959. I know it just looks like a 911, but there's some technology in there.
What's a 959?
So it's a 911 on steroids, essentially.
Right.
So it's extremely... It's like a new technology platform for Porsche back in the day, was basically what it was. So it's four-wheel drive, sequential turbochargers. I think it was water-cooled, which was a new one for Porsche back then in the 80s.
Right.
Maybe it had water-cooled heads. I can't remember. Four-wheel drive, six-speed gearbox, a whole load of driver aids, like really early 80s, slightly hinky ones.
Yeah.
But had a load of driver aids in it, four-channel ABS, all that sort of bollocks. Yeah, I always like the 959 for that reason.
What your second choice?
I always like the F50.
Yeah, you've always preferred the F50 over the F40.
I wouldn't say preferred. I like both.
The F50 edges it for you, though, doesn't it?
I think it's the noise, the fact it's got an F1-derived block.
Mm-hmm.
It's bolted together quite a lot like a contemporary Formula One car.
Yeah.
I quite like that. I don't know. I
don't think I've done enough sort of looking into the F50,
really. They sound
really
glorious. The F50 sounds glorious.
I've always focused more on the F40. Yeah. I've always... Go away, F50. Yeah.
I think it's because on paper, the F50 wasn't as fast. And it wasn't.
No.
You know, it was heavier, it had less power, it had less torque, blah, blah, blah. Mm. It never achieved the same iconic status as the F40.
No, I think that's why I've never given it the time of day.
Yeah.
And for that reason, that's why I'm a bit like, yeah. But I'm sure if I looked into it and paid a bit more attention to it, I'd be thinking, fuck.
Yeah, the sound is... current day. I don't know, I quite like the Bugatti product.
Yeah.
Because, like, even if you go into the Veyron, it was the first very powerful car with a dual clutch gearbox that actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 980 odd horsepower in a dual clutch gearbox that was reliable and worked was unheard of in 2005 or 6 or whenever it came along.
Well, I said at the time, I don't know why I said that, I'm sure I've said this on the podcast, it can't be long now until we're seeing 300 miles an hour from a production car.
Yeah, that's
car.
Quite hard.
We're there.
Has it been done? Is it new Chiron? Is it, or
well,
what is it?
Because Rob, we were talking about cars when I went to see Rob, which I'll get onto in a minute. Patrons will know who Rob is. If you're not a patron, you're a fucking mong.
Patreon mong.
Yeah, let me find it. There's more than one. I know the Chiron.
Did the Chiron crack 300?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he got close, but didn't get there. Clearly it did. I know Hennessy's trying to build something that will smash through 300 mile an hour, but...
Bugatti... So here's us, right?
Tourbillon, or whatever it's called. Or the
here's
US
us
one.
Giving it, oh, you know, it's a big number to achieve. It's been nearly 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Bugatti became the first to produce a production car that could go over 300 miles per hour. The Chiron achieved a top speed of 304 miles per hour in 2019.
Wow.
However, many are quick to discredit Bugatti's record because the run only took place in one direction. Nevertheless, 304 miles an hour is still extremely fast.
Yes.
I don't care how many times you do it. If you've got a production car that's hit 304 miles an hour, you've hit 304 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Means it's held together, the tyres are held up.
Yeah. To watch the video, I won't play it now because it's silly.
Yeah.
But very recently, I think, the Koenigsegg Jesko Absolute
has
hit 330 miles an hour.
Jesus.
Nearly 100 miles an hour more than the McLaren F1. Well, when did the Bugatti Veyron do it?
I want to say 05. I could be wrong.
So in 20 years... So it took 10 years for McLaren F1's record to be beaten.
Yeah.
And then in 20 years' time, they've gone...
100 mile an hour more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts.
What's the fastest you've driven? I know we've discussed this. On a private road, of course. Because I know mine's considered surprisingly low.
I know you're me in charge.
Yeah, you at the helm, not as a passenger.
175.
Fuck. In an RS6, was it?
Yes, it was.
Fastest as a passenger then? Could have been much more.
More. No. 175, 180, something like that.
Fuck. That's fast, isn't it?
The test track we were using for that was quite narrow at those speeds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Quite long, though, wasn't it, apparently?
Fair, yeah.
Road went all the way to Birmingham. Yeah. Anyway. Started at Exeter, finished in Birmingham. Hell of a piece of rod.
Yes.
Six lanes, I'm going in the middle.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's all allegedly.
Yes.
Nothing we say is true.
No. Complete fabrication for entertainment purposes.
Yes. And we failed at that.
Yeah.
You failed at the fabrication, just the entertaining bit, by the way. Mine's 155, for obvious reasons.
It's like the 540.
It was a 540.
When the limiter chimed in, you shit your pants.
The first time it chimed in, I shit my pants.
Like, oh, it's broken. Fuck.
Yeah, second time I kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I have done it in... yeah, that's the fastest I've been.
Well, the idea when we went to Germany this year, mm-hmm. was to try and see how fast the car would go on the Autobahn, but it was just too busy.
Yeah.
I got to like 135, 140 and bottled it. I was like, nah, there's too many.
Yeah.
No.
It's not the speed, it's everything else around you.
Too many cars here. I'm on the wrong side of the road. Mm-hmm. I've been driving for a long time now. I'm probably not fresh enough to be doing this in heavy traffic. Like, nah. There was talk of next time we do it, going out in the evening when it's quieter and letting her have it.
Well, I want to go and then do a high speed run.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I want to do the...
You are a helmet, is what you are.
I want to do the Nürburgring next year in the compact, but that is famously geared not for high speed.
No.
I don't know what that tops out at.
You're also going to have tinnitus by the time you get anywhere near France.
No.
I bet.
Noise cancelling bastards.
Yeah, all right.
Got cans on. It has been...
I suppose you've got to stop for fuel every 230 miles.
Why were you staring at my stomach when you said that?
Huh?
You were staring at my stomach when you said that.
What, when you stop for fuel?
Yeah, burgers.
Guts.
Chicken. Fried chicken all the way from Kentucky.
Who? Okay.
Colonel Sanders. You know he wasn't even a colonel.
I know. All marketing.
What a great... No, it wasn't that. He was given the title of colonel by the state of Kentucky.
Some bitch.
Strange country, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You make tasty chicken, have a military award. It has been a dream of mine for nigh on 15 years to buy something that would do 200 miles an hour.
Yep.
E60 M5.
Because the plan was E60 M5, wasn't it?
It's always been with the E60 M5, purely because I'm a BMW guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically,
the problem with those is they've gone up in value recently.
No, they haven't.
I don't know, they're still quite pricey, aren't they?
No, they haven't.
20 grand?
Nah.
I don't think you get dog shit cheap ones anymore.
Yeah,
they've all been
do.
Broken for bits.
No, they haven't. Yes, it is. No, hang on. Oh, eBay fucks me off now. I've typed in BMW M5. 2009, there's no 5 in there. BMW 1 Series 118i M Sport 3-door hatchback petrol manual.
Okay.
I look down, and I got a pair of balls.
Couldn't fucking believe it.
Are you a friend or an enema? Right. Fuck off eBay in the ear. Best match. It's got to be the way I'm doing it. Well, you can get the F10 one for about 20, 15, 20. Would that,
yeah.
That wouldn't do 200 mile an hour, though, would it?
I don't know. It wasn't as much power as the E60, but...
Yeah, but they turbocharged, didn't they?
Yeah.
So you just map the fuckers. You've got a billion horsepower.
I think 700 is quite easy to do in them, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Until it pings you off the road because it's a fucking boat. And they are a boat.
Toy boater. I'm going to go on piston. Let's fuck it. I'm going to go expensive. Facebook Marketplace. M5.
Yeah, replica. 535D. One blown turbo.
BMW M5. 12 grand.
Talk to me.
Talk to me.
It's a badge.
So they haven't gone up then.
But okay.
Nothing wrong with it either, apparently.
Yeah, all right.
No, I mean, nothing in the advert. 110k genuine Vosa verified mileage. I think that means it's had some MOTs. Mm. Full BMW service history. MOT September. No advisories. H-Pod clear. Sunroof. Blah, 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 blah.
Do a buy noodle.
The car. I don't know, 12p. Let alone 12 grand. The
car. Offering 12p. See what he says.
No.
12 gross.
It's called Shack. Avzal.
Is it in Bradford?
Yes. No. Similar.
Birmingham.
Nope. Similar.
Leeds.
Nope.
Manchester.
Nope.
London.
Nope. Think Midlands. Still.
Coventry.
Yes. It does say the car is in excellent condition, both inside and out. Drives beautiful without fault. Lie.
Pull SMG strong... works fine. Lie.
Work fine at the factory. Lie.
Doesn't knock its tits off when it's cold. Honest.
But it says pull strong through the gears. Looked after to a high standard. No expense spared. Over £10,000 worth of invoice included. These cars are only appreciated in value, becoming more rare over the years. In my possession, it's only ever been ran on Shell V-Power fuel. It's always been washed and polished every fortnight. Always warmed up and cooled down. Been on Facebook since 2009. He seems like a very trustworthy guy to me. 12 grand, the first one I could find. Another one here, 14 grand.
Okay.
So you're talking shit again. 15.
Why don't you go smoke a dick?
Only if it's yours, you fucking...
I'll get it out, whip it across the table, shall I?
Yes, and then it will come back and hit you in the face.
It will, it's like a boomerang.
I look down.
Got a pair of boomerangs.
So yeah, that's always been my dream. Even if I bought the car, mapped the speed limiter off of it, I'd want to drive to Germany on my own.
Yeah.
With a load of GoPros and a GPS speed thingy. And in the dead of night...
Tap Rob up for a fucking rest logic box.
Yeah, that'd be a better idea. Rob, be part of my fantasy, please. Morning.
Yeah, not that kind of... A ball gag fantasy. Spare room fantasy.
And
Zed's
yeah.
Dead fantasy.
Yeah, it's a chopper, baby. Yeah, go to Germany in the dead of night, get on the Autobahn, and record myself doing 200 miles an hour.
Mm.
Just to say I have.
Yeah. Swiftly follow, just cut the bit off the end where the dashboard lights up like a Christmas tree and goes, ha 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 ha, bankruptcy looms.
Just ignore all the blung, blung.
Super blung.
Blung.
Super blung.
Blung.
Transmission fault, blung. Engine fault, blung.
Blung.
Rod bearing fault.
Oh, isn't it bloody ran bulge?
It is, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is, yeah. So, I've been doing supercar stuff. I haven't talked about it for a little while because
yeah.
I kept talking about it and I was boring myself, let alone all the listeners. So I thought I'd do a bit of a recap, really. I smashed a lot of days throughout September and October.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of September, I'd done my supercar training. So I was a demo driver.
Yep.
And I'm doing supercar training.
Now he's a devo driver.
Elbow delete driver. I was instructing in R8s, Aston Martin DB9s, Vantage.
Did you put one of them in the wall?
I'll get to that. any number of Porsches.
He thought he was at Smeatharp suddenly.
Quite a few 911s. 997 Turbo.
Yeah.
One of the older cars there. Mm. Some of the newer ones, 991s. Mm. I think I did say on here, but I put a Porsche in the hedge with a child in the car. It was fun.
Hugh Edwards. there's a child in the car.
Suspended sentence.
In the car, there's a child.
But yeah.
Suspended sentence for noncery.
Anyway, I've done all sorts of tracks, mainly, admittedly.
Shut up! You shut up!
I'll fight you for it.
I'll fight any man. Apart
and
from
in,
that one.
Right. Boom. All sorts of tracks, mainly airstrips and military bases, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I've done Bovington, where they filmed the film Fury.
Bovington.
Of which I got my hairstyle from.
Bovington.
Bovington. Aldershot, which is again another military base. A couple of other military bases and airfields and that sort of stuff. I did do Brands Hatch.
Yeah. Done that airstrip you'd never heard, no one's ever heard of, called Dunsfold, and you'd been to that one.
Yeah, I'd say Dunsfold's the one I've done.
No one's ever heard of that one. Completely fucking.
No one's called Dunsfold, they haven't, anyway.
No.
TGTT. Yes, that one. Which is still blows my mind. Mm. Because I've watched so much Top Gear.
Yep.
I know certain bits on the track where certain iconic moments have happened.
Mm-hmm.
I often stand at the point, you know, when they done the police car challenge?
Yeah.
Officer Barbie has arrived. Yeah. All that stuff. So I drive past the compound that they're in when they do the whole Officer Barbie has arrived, all that jazz. But they go onto the test track. And remember when Clarkson is in the Fiat Coupe?
Yeah.
One of his Bodice ears comes off and genuinely goes hurtling towards Hammond and May.
Yeah.
The where they're stood on the track, I spend a lot of time standing about there. And I think, Bodice ear going past here. 20 years ago. all sorts of famous challenges they've done there. The van stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Top Gear Furriers. In rolling over that bloody van.
Yeah.
What else? There was another item in my mind. Oh, the Leyland, British Leyland one. Where they filled the cars with water.
The 70s tat.
Yeah, that one. The one that you really liked. Jeremy,
I did.
Not, Jeremy, it's not filling up. Yes, it is. That's the reason I say yes, it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, done Top Gear test track, done Brands Hatch, which is good.
Branded Snatch.
Branded Snatch. That was good. Brands Hatch is one of my favourite tracks in the UK, if not my favourite track in the UK.
Indie though, wasn't that?
Yeah, which is my favourite version.
Is it?
Yeah.
Don't like GP. Too long.
I'm too thick, slow, and my attention span isn't very good. So yeah. I get a bit bored. The fact that this is a short lap suits me.
Some hills as well.
Have eyes. Somerset.
Kent, but yeah.
What'd you call me?
You Kent.
You Kent. Call me you Kent.
you Kent.
But when I went, so I done like, some of it was quite full on. It's mainly weekends, but I did really want to do, what's it called? Brands Hatch. Uh-huh. It's on a Wednesday. So I moved some things around with work. Done Wednesday.
Your boss is quite good, isn't he?
A legend of a fella.
Is he?
Top man.
I heard he's occasionally prone to being a helmet.
Yeah, but aren't we all? Aren't we all? He's a bit of a Kent, yeah, sometimes. Likes himself too much. Sound of his own voice. But yeah, when I went to Brands Hatch, because there's a grading system, so basically I start off at the bottom, which is the...
Your favourite place to be.
Hello, only yours. Which is the cheaper...
So... Sword and out.
Which is her what? Which at the bottom is the cheaper, easier stuff. So 30 grand's worth of R8.
The girl from Tiverton is what you're saying.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Let me talk, because he's not here to fucking tell you to shut up as well.
He wouldn't. So 30 He'd be
grand,
laughing.
Shut up. Right. 30 grand's worth of four wheel drive R8. Mm. Pretty difficult to spin one of them. If you do, not particularly the end of the world. DB9, they're old and shonky, doesn't really matter.
Boat,
yeah. Yeah.
Really massive. Boat, yeah.
Yeah, I never realised until I drove one.
Heavy car, though.
Yeah, really heavy. And they feel heavy as well. Same with the Porsches, it's not mega money.
Pretty balanced as well.
Pretty Porsches. Balanced as well. And they're all four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
So they start you off in that. Once you've proved yourself in that and you've proven to be reliable and you do a decent amount of dates and a few other bits and bobs, and you don't just show up, do your shit, and go again.
Yep.
I was told at Brands Hatch I'm being assessed for my Grade B, which is basically Ferrari F430s, Lamborghini
Gallardos.
Yeah. Couple of the movie cars as well. So I can't think of it off the top of my head. But stuff that's a bit more pricey, a bit more tricky.
Yeah.
So Wednesday, I was told that, so I was in very good spirits. I had a fantastic day on...
Dog with two dicks.
I was, yeah. I had a fantastic day at Brands Hatch in the 997 Turbo.
Mm.
Gearbox is a bit in that.
Right.
Because it's auto.
Yeah. Oh, is it Tiptronic, is it?
It's got the fucking weird... No paddles. Just like weird buttons on the wheel.
Was it Tiptronic or was it like PDK with that sport wheel? We talked about this, haven't we?
Yeah, no, this was Tiptronic, it says on the buttons. Yeah. But again, the button... it's not buttons... The left and right paddle do the same thing, but you can either pull it towards you to go up or down. I can't remember which one.
Yeah.
And then, or push them away from you. It's just a real weird...
Oh,
yeah, no, such a weird setup.
No.
And there's no manual override, sort of up, down on the shifter.
Because apparently that's the key with SMG BMW gearboxes.
Right.
Don't bother with the paddles. Lift a little bit when you're going to change gear and use the stick.
Right.
Rather than the paddles. Apparently that's the way to do it. It's also right. Chris Harris says, but...
Who's he anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, I trust his opinion. Don't
yeah. I'm going to say, he knows more than I do.
Yeah, which is surprising because you know a lot. But yeah, Brands Hatch in the 997 Turbo, that was a lot of fun. I also had a good day in the sense that I didn't crash anything. Nobody crashed under my control.
Yeah.
I'm not blowing my own here, but I am good at what I do. A lot of people out there. I mean, it's just track etiquette, basically.
Yeah, definitely.
When a car... I mean, I'm not constantly looking in my mirrors, but I can see what's coming in front of me. It's the direction that my head is facing. So my eyes are sort of darting into the mirror, a bit of peripheral vision sort of stuff going on. The minute I see a car come up behind me, I'm keeping an eye out for the indicators.
Yep.
They indicate, I move over, they go past. So I get a lot of compliments on being good on my mirrors, which is a good thing. So yeah, all went well. I set up the Dunsfold track... on the Thursday, and then Friday, done the day. I was in a Aston Martin, which is all right. Yeah. It was a Vantage, so at least it sounded nice.
Yeah.
And it did sound nice.
Small car, V8.
Yeah, V8. Fuck me. I don't know if it's had stuff done to it, but it is loud, and it sounds good. And it's a real throaty, dirty, lumpy V8 of a V8. Not the sort of BMW. I know it's something to do with the crank, innit? Is that what
it is? I think on the Aston Martins.
Because I've asked you this before. When it comes to V8s, you've got like a rubbum, rubbum, or sort of like a gracken, gracken.
So you have cross plane and flat plane. So flat plane is traditionally what a Ferrari would be.
Yeah. They're all
flat plane cranks.
Yeah.
Which means it operates like 2 4 cylinders rather than kind of scavenging from exhaust side to exhaust side.
Is it sort of smoother? Or
Yeah, smoother. Than a cross plane. Cross planes generally, I think, sound better.
Right.
Because you get that traditional American
burbly. Ironically, it was the American sort of sound I was thinking about as you were saying all that. And this V8
and
in
that's
this...
what it's a Jaguar V8 in that. It's been bored out slightly. It's got 100cc on a Jag V8.
Right.
And a little bit more power.
But God, sounded bloody good.
Yeah, they do sound good.
So.
If you remember when that car was on Top Gear, they were at the Isle of Man.
Yes.
In the fog,
and they sent
Stig out, and they could still hear the thing miles away.
Yeah, I remember.
And the 997, that was the better car.
Mm-hmm.
That was what that's what the Aston Martin aimed the Vantage at originally.
Yeah.
So the 997 obviously won the test because it's a better car, but like you couldn't hear it once it driven away a bit,
right?
But the Aston, you could hear it, for a long time.
Same with this one that I was in.
Yeah.
So. There I am, dog with two dicks. I've had a fantastic day at Brands. I'm at the Top Gear test track. I know I've got my assessment later on in a Ferrari to go up a grade to start doing Ferrari stuff.
Uh-huh.
Did I say Ferrari enough? Yeah. Because we're talking about Ferraris here, okay? Third drive of the day. Get a lovely older lady. She must be sort of 50, 60. Very pleasant.
Okay.
We're going around. And so, as I've discussed before, we don't use the full Top Gear layout.
No.
It's a figure of eight.
Yeah.
Yes. And they use that a lot in banger racing. To give you an idea of what's going to happen, okay?
Yeah.
There's no bridge or anything. It's not like Suzuka.
No.
Or like the sort of rally stages they do. What's it? X Games or something they used to do?
Oh, it's...
what am I thinking of?
Super Specials.
Yes.
You're thinking of.
None of that. So...
Yeah.
Not going to be happening.
No.
And we come into the Hammerhead the wrong way, if you can picture that. So you've got two choices. You come back in and you can either go... into the pits, which is obvious what that is. That's back into the pits, so to speak, because it is an airfield.
Yeah.
or you can go to do your second or third or fourth lap. And when you do your extra lap, that's when you go around the hammerhead backwards.
Mm.
But there's a pinch point between, as they come around together,
mm-hmm.
where you've got the barrier at the top.
Yeah.
So a bit of a pinch point, which isn't too much of a problem. And I'm looking to the left, into the pits. We're doing just a bit faster than walking speed, 10, 15 miles an hour. And I'm looking to the left, trying to find a parking space. And at the corner of my right eye, I just see this barrier and a fire extinguisher getting sort of there.
Mm.
So I reach over, grab the wheel, and we run over the leg of one of these barriers.
Yeah.
But it's the sort of like, you'll probably know what I mean, but like the entrance to a nightclub kind yep. of barriers that link together.
Yeah.
So we hit one of those.
And it's had the lot.
It's caused a big snaking thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone just says, from the, and everyone just turns and looks at me, and I'm just like,
fuck.
I mean, I'm in a passenger seat, but it's still me.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking head in hands. Oh, God. First thing she said was, oh, I'm glad I signed the crash damage waiver. I'm thinking, shut up, you old hag. Luckily.
Fascist.
No. Hag. Luckily, no damage.
Yeah.
Management instantly took away my SD card, as they would, and basically said, you didn't do anything wrong, just a bit of complacency.
Yeah.
They said, we know what happened. You're on the ball when you're on the track because you're going fast. There's cars around you.
Mm-hmm.
You took your eye off the ball because you're going slow.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot going on around you. Everyone else around you is either walking or moving very slowly.
Yes.
You cannot relax until the car's stopped, it's in park, and the dopey customer's out of the car.
Yeah.
So, just keep your eye on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So my day's going on and going on and going on. And the day's getting on and on and on. I'm thinking, I haven't done my assessment yet.
Hello.
Am I not going to be doing it? Because I told the Discord, told you, told Sophie, you know, was very excited to do this thing, and now it might not be fucking happening.
Yeah.
Right at the end of the day, got taken out to do my assessment.
Nice.
And passed the flying colours.
Nice.
They basically just keep taking you out until you get it.
Yeah.
Took me out once, done.
Yeah.
Because I'm not blowing my own ear. It's quite simple stuff.
Yeah.
It really is simple stuff. And especially for the likes of me and you, because we know how to drive a car, what to do, da da da. I'm not there to try and prove anything or be a plonker or anything like that, you know?
No.
It's fast enough that it's an experience,
mm-hmm.
but it's also not too fast that I'm being reckless, you know?
Yeah.
So, the next day I'm doing it in a Ferrari, F430. Nice. I went to, where'd I go? I can never keep up with where I've bloody been. Because my memory's so bad. Oh, Bicester Heritage.
Yeah.
With Rob, long-time listener, long-time friend, long-time...
Inhaler of curtains.
Yes. Chief snorer.
Chief snorer in Wales, yeah.
Inhaler of curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's
have the paint off the sash windows.
He's done a bit of everyman stuff, supercar stuff. Mm-hmm. So he was there because it's about 10 minutes from his house. Quite a nice moment when he's out on the track in a Porsche, a 991 convertible, I think it was.
Nice.
I'm out on track in an F430, thinking, it was a nice day. I'm thinking,
fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, basically. Yeah, this is fucking cool. And it was nice to see Rob again. It was really nice to see Rob. And crashed at his that night. Stayed at his, which was very nice. He's very hospitable, which I can't thank him enough for. We had a bit of pizza and watched some car stuff. And, yeah, that was good. Weekend just gone. Done the Top Gear test track again. I was in the Ferrari the first day. A 40,000-mile, £100,000-plus car.
Wow.
Kind of thinking, fuck.
Jesus.
Well, they were quite well-regarded.
A long way from pink 320i's back in the day.
Very true, yeah. They're quite well regarded, aren't they, the F430?
It was the last V8 Berlinetta manual Ferrari.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's quite. If you get a manual one, they're quite valuable, quite held in quite high regard, yeah. Yeah.
But as a car, genuinely. Yeah. I hate it when we get genuinely and generally mixed up.
So, from what I gather, the 430 had lots of rose joints in its suspension, not a lot of rubber. It's all spherical bushes and rose joints. So it's very race car in feel.
Okay. Because the 360 was a bit...
360 was similar, but it was...
I just mean in status, as it were.
Yeah, no, they're not as highly regarded.
Why is that? Plastic Fantastic?
I think the interiors were a bit laughable.
Oh, really?
For what they were. And I don't think they were that fast.
No.
At least a 430's 500 horsepower all but, you know, it's a fair thing.
Well, I didn't really get the chance to open it up too much.
Yeah.
At Bicester.
Mm.
Bicester.
Small place.
Small place.
Bicester.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But the Top Gear test track is a fast track.
Get her opened up there.
Especially when you're basically turning it into an oval, cutting out a lot of the middle bit. All right, there's chicanes, but they're not 90 rights, 90 lefts, 90 rights. You know, it's
upsetting the car going through them.
No, not at all.
At a sensible speed, yeah.
But fuck me, it moves.
Yeah.
It does. It makes a hell of a noise as well.
So when they went 458, I think it was more of a, I don't want to say cruiser because it wasn't. I think it was just a bit more road car.
Yeah.
Than race car.
Well, there was a transition a while back, wasn't it? Because back in the day, these sort of cars were difficult to live with, blah, 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 blah.
And they had to have rose-jointed sphericals as bush suspension.
Why?
So that they could actually, you know, handle as they
meant to. Oh, okay, right.
As chassis development went on and there was more reliance on electronics over mechanical grip, which there is a little bit these days. A lot of it is, oh, look, computer saved me.
Yep.
Where you get somebody who's like, I'm a fucking hero. It's like, no, so...
Subaru owners.
No, not even that. So the way I think of it is your average A45 owner who's on the young side.
Ah, yeah.
So you get an A45 AMG, it's a 400 plus horsepower hatch, four-wheel drive, flappy paddle gearbox, all the rest of it. And they're like, yeah, I can fucking drive. So, okay, go and get an E36 with... 215 section rear tyres, a welded diff, and about 180 horsepower. And see how you get on trying to drive like that.
Yeah.
Because you'll be backwards real quick.
Yeah, not in a good way.
Yeah, because, okay.
You'll be turned inside out, boy.
Or an E30, even better, with the fucking slightly antiquated E21 base suspension on it.
Yeah.
Even like a 120 horsepower's worth of 325 would spit you out the back end of a roundabout back in the day, wouldn't it?
Because I'll be honest, I mean, I've not said this before, but that is what I love about the compact.
Yeah.
Is very, quite raw.
Mm.
There's no drive aid, so there's no
ABS.
You've
got to drive it.
Yeah.
You've got to drive it.
There's no ABS.
Nope.
There's no traction control.
No, you've got to drive nothing. The thing.
The engine is suck, squeeze, bang, blow. There's no wizardry under that bonnet.
That's it.
It's all motor. Not a lot of power.
No,
it doesn't weigh a lot.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a stiff little thing. Hello. Story of my life.
Sounds like a story of your life, yeah.
Hello. But no, it was good. The second day I was in a Mustang.
Oh, that barricade replica.
Barricade thing, yeah. It's pretty cool. And the flashing lights worked.
Was it quick? Or was it a wank one? Manual?
Auto. A lot of it's auto up there.
Chase people abusing clutches, I suppose.
Yeah. And a lot of people can't drive, as we know.
Yeah.
Hence why the GT40... Eleanor, all that sort of stuff, which is manual, spends its time broken.
Yeah.
Found out as well, the GT40 they've got there,
it's
a real one.
Real one?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. And they've got two Eleanors.
But what?
Well, yeah, this is what I said. What do you mean a real one?
Real what would be GT40? A real one? So, depends what it is, because... You say GT40, but I think they went to like Mark V GT40 before they stopped making them.
The 60s one, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original one. Yeah. So you had like a Mark I that was wank, didn't win anything.
Right.
I think it was a 2 or a 3 that eventually won Le Mans.
Yeah.
And then 10 miles. They carried on trying to develop it after that, and I don't know what ones... How they stand up value wise.
Don't know.
I would guess what they've got there, if it is a real genuine 60s car, is a spare chassis that never raced.
Possibly.
Otherwise, that's going to be too valuable to be putting 50-year-old women in and saying, here, I would go in this. Can't see out the fucking thing, and it will have you for breakfast, but.
Which has 90% of its time broken.
Yeah.
Which it did over the weekend. One of the Eleanors is a genuine. Again, but when they say real one, do they mean, because they are all just Mustangs that have been cut up,
and yeah,
and got Shelby kits on them, haven't they? Yeah. I mean, if you bought a Mustang and turned it in, is that a replica? Could you buy them?
I don't
like
know.
That?
I don't know what the story is behind.
I don't
Eleanor,
know.
To be honest,
I don't know.
I don't know.
But when we're moving all the cars, I kind of eyed up Eleanor again.
Yeah.
Squeeze my fat ass into it. Yeah. Because it's got a boat wheel for a steering wheel.
Yeah.
It's proper fucking, let's go starboard.
Has it got power steering?
No.
Ah, that's why it's got a massive steering wheel then.
Yeah, I know, but still, it doesn't help my fat ass getting in the contact.
Well,
does
yeah,
it?
Lose some weight.
Yeah, it's more leg than anything. Really. I say fat
Come
ass.
Come off then.
What?
Come no, off then.
Keep eating sweets.
Make yourself a bit bloody shorter, bye.
So I got it in the... Flick the switch. Yeah. Go see, yeah, fuel pumps. Fuck.
Bastard. Yeah. Your tone gives a push.
So, yeah. I can't remember what I was wibbling on about. But oh, the barricade thing. It's the 5-litre one.
Yeah.
It's...
2-valve, 260 horsepower, all yeah. Time slush, shite.
Someone said to me, oh, be careful in that one. It's lethal, apparently. And I'd already done a couple of laps in it myself.
Really, with an open diff?
Yeah, and I was like, I don't think so.
280 horsepower on a good day? No.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to say too much, because I have said the name of the company. But I think it was broken a little bit.
Mm.
Because if you came off the throttle, it's like it engaged neutral.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, and you come off the throttle, and it's going,
oh.
I was like, I don't think it's supposed to be doing this.
No.
But anyway, I have to give a shout out to Ricky and Caleb, who I went up there with this time.
Yeah.
I've given Ricky a shout out before. But me and him are always going off to these things together. Just because we have to pay to get there. We get accommodation. Oh, yeah, there's loads of fingering going on.
Yeah.
I don't know where he starts and I end.
Yeah.
Where's
Benny in this? Because I'm assuming you're in Benny, aren't you?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Benny
is the alpha in that relationship.
He's the alpha, yeah. But yeah, we split the cost down the middle, because although they provide accommodation, we still have to get there.
Yeah.
Brands took us 5 hours to get there. Mm. So we split the cost of the fuel. We split the cost of everything. Me and him get on really, really well, and it works really well. And a guy who he works with, Caleb, it was his first weekend there, he absolutely smashed it.
Mm-hmm.
He's hilarious. Not the quickest of cats at the best of times, because you may have heard, I know you're not the biggest boxing fan in the world, but Jake Paul, the YouTuber that you watched fight one time, didn't you, in Wales against your will?
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, who was he fighting?
Tommy Fury.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
No. Oh. Rob won't remember it because he was falling asleep during it. And so was Pete, but he wasn't at the same time.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I remember the curtains moving a lot. I guess Rob was asleep.
Anyway, so Jake Paul was fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah, the thing I've heard about that,
A 58-year-old man.
Yeah.
Younger than you.
Is he?
In case you hadn't realised.
Christ.
Anyway, so the fight was happening in the US at 11 o'clock, which we thought was 11 o'clock this time, until we realised, oh, fuck, it's like 4 in the bloody morning.
Yeah.
So Caleb, bless him, not being the quickest of cats at the best of times, says, no, if you get like a VPN or something...
Mm.
Tell it you're in America and we can watch it earlier. And we went, no, Caleb.
I don't think that's how that works.
That's not how time works. Yeah, it is, yeah, because you can watch air stuff like that we haven't got over it. Yeah, no, I get that. But what you're trying to do there is bend the laws of time, which isn't a thing. So the poor lad had to sit there while me and Ricky rolled around like drains at this level of stupidity.
Yeah.
But yeah, massive thank you to them too. We did have a great time. Ricky was a tired, miserable bastard for some of it. He'd done all the driving, which is half the reason he was such a miserable, tired bastard. I snore, as does Caleb. And when he was trying desperately to get to sleep, we just kept talking to him. So an apology and a thank you all rolled into one.
Yeah.
And we're doing Lyddon Hill, not the weekend. This comes out the weekend after. That looks like it could be quite a good one. Far away again. But it's another track ticked off. I've only been assessed for my group. I keep wanting to say group B. Grade B. Which I did pass, but I need to be, do some days in a Ferrari and everything else, and they'll assess me and go from there. So,
yeah.
That's all going very, very well. We are coming to the end of the season, obviously being the time of the year. I've got Lydon Hill end of the month, and I've got the Top Gear test track again the weekend after that.
Yep.
And then, yes, I'm. That's me done until February or March, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Still gonna do carry on with it next year, work permitting anyway. Yeah. As much as I can. So yeah, it's all good.
Cool.
Fancy a game of Bulge's car game? Game. Right, I'll go first. Because you got a car for me, haven't you?
I have.
I'm not very good. It's not because my knowledge isn't there, which it isn't there, but that's not the point. I quickly say my dad has replied.
Okay, how many Rovers?
Well, he said only a couple, never went silly.
Fuck off.
More than two.
Yeah, it's more than a couple.
But he said never went silly, but he has put the side eye emoji.
Yeah. I can think of at least four or five.
Yeah. He said they were obviously known for head gasket issues, but I believe a lot were recalled or replaced with a thicker gasket before they'd fucked up.
Yeah.
But you couldn't tell. So generally, people wouldn't touch them. So they were plenty of bargains if you knew what to look for. Pretty much what I said.
But yeah.
Always nice to include my dad. It's not that I don't have the knowledge with the cars, Bulge.
Base knowledge.
It's more the fact that, like, I just draw a blank. I can't marry him up like you can. Ready? Yeah.
This is from Benny, isn't that?
This is from Benny.
The last one he gave you was fairly good.
So, thank you again to Benny. He was my basically... How do I word it earlier? Saviour, I think.
Yes.
I just stared at Google. I typed in BMW Z8. Again, thought that was too obvious. In panicked, typed a message to Benny saying, quick, give me a car for Bulge's car game. Of which he gave me two. The first one I thought was fantastic, so that's the one I'm going for.
Okay.
So, strap yourselves in.
On.
It's time.
Of the month.
Rag week. The decorators are in.
Jesus. Where did that come from? That had some bass to it as well.
It's time. The Bulges. Car. Game. This car was produced between the months and years of May 1991 and February of
1996. Okay.
Designed by Pininfarina.
Okay.
It is mid-engined, rear-wheel drive.
355?
No. It's a two-door roadster.
Rover RV8.
Nope. It features a five-speed manual transmission. The car uses the M-Trek system, which stands for Multi-Throttle Responsive Engine Control, with individual throttle bodies for each of the three cylinders to produce 63 brake horsepower. 569 redacteds participated in a parade which is certified by the Guinness World Records as the longest parade of the manufacturer's cars. I would like a guess from you, please, sir.
Daihatsu Copen, I don't know. K car of some description, by the sounds
you're
of along, it.
You're on the right lines.
Yeah.
I would like some more. It's transverse, mid-engined, rear-wheel drive, 656cc. It weighed 760 kilograms.
It's a K-car, obviously.
It is. The wheelbase was 90 inches. The length,
morning.
Hello. The length is...
Morning.
1.25 Bulge's penises, 130 inches. Ew.
Christ.
The width is 55 inches, and the height...
Is that a fucking... Oh, is it a Honda?
Yes? Go on!
Wow.
Dance to the...
I was about to say Honda Beat.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well done, and thank you for bailing me out the shit once again, Benny.
Story of his life.
It is, actually, yes. I'll be honest, Tombstone. I died bailing Nile out again.
Yes.
Right, go on, prepare to watch me fail.
Okay.
Do the whole it's time thing.
Go it's on. Time for Nile's car game, Fern.
Fern.
So, this car
yeah.
was produced between 1956 and 1959.
Not going to get it then, am I?
You're right.
A Willys Jeep.
No.
Okay, a bit too late for that.
Yeah. It's 252 were built.
Yep.
Yep. Powered by a 3.2-litre V8 with a 4-speed ZF manual.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Four on the floor?
Oh, yeah.
A Bugatti?
Nope.
Ferrari?
Nope.
Maserati?
Nope.
Alfa Romeo?
Nope.
Ford?
No.
Mercedes?
No.
Go on.
Conceived by American automobile importer Max Hoffman, who in 1954 persuaded the redacted, nearly said it, management to produce a roadster version of the car.
Is it the Porsche that killed Jimmy Dean?
No.
Is it a Porsche?
No.
Did it kill Jimmy Dean?
No.
Big Bad John. Different Jimmy Dean.
Yeah. What else have we got here?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No, it's not Pretty Chitty Bang Bang. the car was intended to revive the company's sporty image, but the high production costs led to the company to the verge of bankruptcy. Would you like a potential spaffer?
Yeah, go on.
Famous owners or owner Elvis Presley.
Cadillac?
No.
A toilet?
A burger? 5 minutes?
Anybody got a burger? I would eat it. 5 minutes. That would never not be funny to me, by the way.
No, I know.
What is the country of manufacture?
Germany.
Is it a Volkswagen?
No.
Not a Porsche?
No.
BMW? That's so obvious. I don't know why I didn't start off with that.
What is it, though? So, on the Wikipedia page, which I'm reading from, under Legacy, there is a picture of a BMW Z8.
From the 50s?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Go on. Show me.
BMW 507.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah.
Oh, I honestly thought Elvis Presley would give it away.
Yeah, now I've seen it.
Yeah.
I think Elvis Presley.
Yep.
Toilet burger.
Toilet burger, 5 minutes, yep.
Oh, piss flaps.
And then if you look, see obviously the grills on the Z8 are very similar.
Oh, of course, yeah.
To the 507, they're like related in that respect.
Wanker.
See, I thought I made it fairly easy for you by using your favoured mark.
I know.
Of BMW.
Which is so obvious, I didn't see it
coming. Didn't even think about it. I could have stitched you right up and made you think about that one.
No, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, no.
I think that's us. It's an hour and a half, Bulge.
Yeah, that's probably good enough for what it's for.
Yeah, well, I've had enough of you coughing.
Just calm down.
Let's carry on then. Let it down.
I don't mind. Let's do it.
John will be pissed right off if we're done by 9 o'clock.
I've got a new lorry tomorrow, so I'm all good.
Tell us about your lorry.
I'm getting a new lorry tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. That's as much. I know what the last three letters of the reg are, if that's...
Oh, don't you fucking start that again.
I can tell you how many MPGs it does tomorrow.
I don't care.
On the way back from Bournemouth.
Don't care.
I might see Greenqueef. I won't, because I'm not going anywhere near where he works.
I'm going to Bournemouth. Are where you? Does he work? How do you know where he works?
In that big shopping centre.
Yeah.
In there, he does security in there, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
He's handsome, though, isn't he handsome?
Yeah.
Do you think he's handsome?
Yeah.
I think he's handsome.
Yeah.
I never knew that. Why has he never mentioned that before?
I'm pretty sure he said something about it in the Discord.
Oh, I don't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
It's great fun until you had your own lorry thing in there and it got dull as dishwater.
Just, unfortunately, most of our patrons are lorry drivers.
I know. I think that's why I like Green Beef so much.
What, because he's a security man?
Just he's not a lorry driver. The thing is, I want to slag you lot off because you've been weird as fuck on the Discord, but I can't because I'll alienate 90% of our listenership. Greenin listens.
Yep, hey, he's Greenin. Lorry driver.
Greenin, are you a friend or an enema?
I'd go enema.
I know you would, you dirty bastard. Yeah, just a bit culty, aren't you? A bit weird.
We're not fucking Tesla owners. They are culty as fuck.
I don't think so.
Are you serious?
I'd rather talk to a Tesla owner than a lorry driver.
I bet you fucking wouldn't.
To be fair, I've never really spoken to a Tesla driver. I've probably talked to one and go, when did you last speak to a Tesla driver?
Actually, I avoid them like the fucking plague.
Once I spoke to one, that's how I found out they had pleather in it.
Vegan leather.
Yeah, vegan leather, yeah.
Wankers.
I know. But he didn't buy it because it had vegan leather. He just bought it and it happened to have vegan leather in it. In the same way that you'll buy Adidas, but you're not a Nazi, are you? As much as I keep trying to convince you to be one.
Hugo Boss, mate.
As much as your haircut suggests you might be one at some point.
Yeah, but no.
You're too busy looking like a French philosopher these days, anyway.
How about you eat my ass?
Well, again?
With a spoon.
After that Indian, I don't bloody think so. Shall we go rock, paper, scissors?
Nice. No.
Why? Do you always lose?
Hmm?
Do you always lose?
No.
I bet you do.
Should you have a thumb war?
No, I'm really good at them. They get embarrassing for you on a podcast. Let's have rock, paper, scissors.
No. Why? What's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point? What's the point in anything?
We're not betting on anything, are we?
I bet you the rest of the sweets.
I bet you that my foot will fall off.
Yeah, I just think you lorry driver's a bit culty, aren't you?
I think you're just jealous because you're not in the club.
Exactly. You call it a club, I call it a cult.
Mm.
What have you got to do to get in the club? Well, because Shuffles fucking shunned me out of the club earlier.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. I asked him twice what he was driving. He told me a Peterbilt one time and an elastic band the other.
What a Peterbilt. How do you know Peterbilt?
Mac! No, Mac. I'm a Peterbilt, for Christ's sake. Next line.
I can't remember what I watched it like long ago as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
What's some children's films for, you fucking weirdo?
No, cars don't count.
No, it doesn't, does it?
No, cars does
and
not.
And turn
count.
Your lights on, you moron. That's the next line.
Yeah. Yeah, boy.
When was the last time you watched Fast and Furious?
A while ago.
Was it?
Mm. Johnny's going to be really annoyed we finished by 9, but...
I know.
Oh, he's going to be so annoyed.
Well, like we said, it's him. So he's the problem.
He is. He's definitely the problem.
Because he ain't quick, is he? He's not quick to get us started. He does the thing where he's on his phone for ages. He's like a woman, right? He spends his whole time on the phone, and then they put his phone down and go, right, come on then, come on, let's get going, come on. Like we haven't been waiting for him. How many episodes have we started fucking messing around because he's been sat there pissing around on his phone?
Yeah. It's all your fault, John.
Yeah. Only because he's not here to defend himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine how mad he is right now listening to this?
Oh, he'd be angry, wouldn't he?
He's angry, isn't he?
He's the new angry one.
And you're chipper for some reason. I like Chipper Bulge. Reminds me of the olden days.
Chip off the old bulge.
It's not a chip, that's a boulder.
It's a fucking rolling pin.
You think you're a fanny critic? It's a fucking rolling pin. Don't start me off. Oh. I'm sorry about this, listeners.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Takes the attention off me of all the throat clearing.
Does.
Are you a friend or an enema?
Right, now you're just talking complete arse. Do you want to end this?
Oh, nips.
Do you want to end this turkey?
End this what?
End this turkey. Sink this ship.
Well, this ship can't sink.
The fuck was that?
It's a YouTube video, which they done loads of...
Is that Hugh Edwards?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was they do loads of films, and it's like, I don't know, they've done Rocky in 10 seconds. And it's just...
Right.
It's Stallone going... He goes, man, you're 16. And he knocks him out, then the film ends.
Yeah.
And it's,
I mean, that sums up the Rocky films.
It does. And it's... And
just trade the antagonist for, I don't know, Mr. T or that giant that, Russian fella.
It was the German. It was a German one. It was a Russian.
No, Russian.
Never seen the Rocky films.
Dolph Lundgren.
Never seen the Rocky films.
Maybe not.
No. Mm. Yeah, that's exactly. That's why I've not watched them. Yeah. Stop making a noise. It's making me hate it. And they do Titanic in like 10 seconds. And it's they cut to... I'm a Titanic nerd, by the way.
I love you, Rose.
No, not even that. They cut to Bruce Ismay, right? Who's the designer of the ship.
Yeah.
And it's when they're being told the sink ship... The what?
The sink ships?
The ship sinking? Is sinking.
Right, yeah.
And he turns around and goes, well, this ship can't sink. And it's just that clip. And then the ship going down. And then My Heart Will Go On, Please.
We've apologised for Celine Dion.
Oh, well, this ship can't sink.
Something about an enema.
Are you a friend or an enema? What's that snory noise you just made?
It was a snorty noise.
Right, okay. Say, thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much. Good night. Much love. Just say something.
Word salad in Niall's voice.
I look down.
Got a massive gut. Couldn't fucking believe it.
I could fucking believe it. Still
could,
there.
Could fucking believe
it's
it.
Still there.
Along with some pepperoni sized nipples. Dominoes on it. Jesus Christ, man. Here you are.
Where are they? But you've been fat, though. You should have bigger nipples. Well, we're getting tired and silly
now. Yeah. Maybe,
I'm not cutting that out.
Huh?
Was you going to have to cut it out?
No, I don't give a fuck. Just turn the shit off so we can go home.
Bye.
Bye.
So turn the shit off so we can go home.
Turn the shit off so we can go home. Bye.